Now, boys and girls, a few weeks ago, you might remember, I told you about the three dead people that our Lord Jesus Christ brought back to life again while he was in this world. The three of them, you remember, first of all, was that very young girl who was the daughter of a man called Jairus. The other one was a bit older than Jairus's daughter, and he was a younger man, the son of a widow who lived in a town called Nain. And then the other one, of course, was the man Lazarus, who was much older than those two. And he was the brother of two women. One was called Mary, and the other one was called Martha. Now, of all the miracles that our Lord Jesus Christ did while he was in this world, I'm sure we would have to say that bringing dead people back to life again, they were the greatest of all the miracles. And so for this morning, I want to tell you about one of those raisings from the dead. That is, when our Lord Jesus Christ brought back to life again the man called Lazarus. Lazarus, as I say, was the brother of Mary and Martha, and they lived in a town called Bethany. The Bible tells us that Jesus loved Mary and Martha and Lazarus very much. He visited their home very often. He had meals with them. He stayed with them. The Bible simply says that he loved them. Now, one day Jesus was away, far, far away from Bethany, many, many miles away from the town of Bethany, and a messenger came from Mary and Martha. And the messenger simply said this to our Lord Jesus Christ, "The one that you love is sick." They meant Lazarus, of course. And what had happened was that Lazarus had taken ill, and taken very seriously ill. And in fact, it looked as though Lazarus was indeed going to die. And so the request came that the Lord would come back to Bethany, and of course that he would heal Lazarus and make him well again. Now, Jesus didn't do that. In fact, the Bible tells us that Jesus went on preaching and teaching the things of the kingdom of God. And he did that for two whole days. During those two whole days, Lazarus got more and more sick until Lazarus eventually died. And as the custom was in those days, still is of course, in those very warm countries, they buried Lazarus the very same day that he died. Well, after the 2 days, our Lord Jesus Christ then said to the disciples, "Let us go now on to Lazarus." He had told the disciples that Lazarus was sleeping. Now, the disciples didn't want to go back to Bethany, back to that particular bit of the country, because many people were against them. And they were a wee bit afraid. And they said, "Well, Lord, if he's only sleeping, then he does well. Everything's all right with him." And then the Lord said plainly to them, "Lazarus is dead." And yet, because Lazarus is dead, he says, "Let us arise and let us go to Lazarus." What a strange thing. Wouldn't you think, well, while Lazarus was still ill, then Jesus would have rushed then and raised him back to wellness again. But no, he waited until Lazarus was dead. And then he said, "Now let us go to Lazarus." Because what they were going to see was the glory of God through Jesus Christ, his son. Well, off they went then. And just as they were coming to the town of Bethany, Martha came out to meet the Lord Jesus Christ, and she said, "Oh Lord, if only you had been here, Lazarus wouldn't have died." And the Lord said, "In fact, never mind, Lazarus is going to live again." Martha didn't really understand what the Lord meant. She thought he meant that Lazarus would live again in the resurrection, which is true, because the Bible tells us that on the day of the resurrection, everyone will be raised from the dead again. That's not what our Lord meant. And so he said to Martha, "Go and call Mary, your sister." And when Mary came, then Mary and Martha and many other people and the disciples, they all went to the place where Lazarus was buried. When they got to that, the disciples, "Roll away the stone." You remember in the Bible the way they buried them? They would put people in a tomb, like a cave, and then they would roll a great stone over the mouth of the cave. Well, said the Lord, "Roll away the stone." Martha didn't want to do that. She said, Lord, he has been in the grave 4 days. And you see, there would be an awful smell, an awful stench, boys and girls. But the Lord said, roll away the stone. And when they rolled away the stone, our Lord Jesus Christ stood at that tomb. And here's what he said, Lazarus, come forth, come out of the tomb. And the Bible tells us that Lazarus came forth out of the tomb alive. And later on then, they all sat down together in the home of Mary and Martha and Lazarus at Bethany, and they ate a meal together. The greatest of all the miracles, Christ performed many, many miracles. He gave sight to the blind. He gave hearing to the deaf. But surely the greatest of all the things that Jesus did, he brought people back to life again. Now listen very carefully. You see, when the Lord did those things with people while he was in this world, they are kind of illustrations for us, or pictures. They're to teach us lessons. Bible tells us, boys and girls, that we're all blind and we're all deaf and we're all dead. You say, but we can't be, we're alive, we're here today. But what it means is that to the things of God, we're blind and we're deaf and we're dead. And what we need the Lord Jesus Christ to do is to come and to give us eyes to see him, to see what he's really like, to give us ears to hear, not just the words of the gospel, but to hear the truth of the gospel in our hearts. In fact, to speak to us in such a way that we're brought to spiritual life, that we're brought to believe in him with all our hearts, to trust in him with all our hearts, and to follow him in the life that he has given us to live. You know what our Lord said on one occasion? He said, my sheep hear my voice, and they follow me. And when we begin to follow Jesus Christ in our life, to obey him, and trust him, and love him, and serve him, it is because we have heard his voice. As surely as Lazarus, though he was dead, heard the voice of Jesus, because the voice of Jesus is like that. When Jesus comes and speaks his truth to our hearts and our souls, we hear his voice and we rise up and we follow him. Many miracles the Lord did, and of all the miracles, as I say, surely the greatest. So you remember what happened with Lazarus, and then by God's grace, you open your ears, boys and girls, and your hearts and your minds to see if you don't hear the voice of Jesus speaking to you.